How you doing, Bradley?
Yeah, I'm fine, good. Quinny, how are you?
I'm fine, Bradley. Good to talk to you.
And you, mate, listen, I've been listening to your debate on Arsene Wenger. If you look around, I'm going to tell you now, if you look around the Emirates Stadium, I'm an Arsenal fan, right? You look around the Emirates Stadium, it's got little things there, and Arsene knows. Arsene knows. I tell you, Arsene don't know at all. And the reason for that is, we will never win anything because every goal has to be a showbiz back page goal. No one will shoot. No one will get stuck in. You want a centre-forward like McQueen. You want a centre-forward like Alan Shearer. You want a British spine through the team because, trust me, all the foreign players Arsenal have got, when they get the Blackburn Rovers or Bolton Wanderers on a Tuesday night in January, they don't want to know when it's freezing cold and pouring with rain. They don't want to know, mate.
You're an Arsenal fan. Are you telling me you're disillusioned with Arsene Wenger?
I promise you now, if you watch them, they play lovely football in the spring, coming up to the autumn and Indian summer, and then they play lovely football at the end of the season, May and all that, April, May, it looks great. Watch them in midwinter against Cardiff in a cup match when they don't fancy it. They get off the bus, they look up, they look at the sky, and it's pouring with rain. And that's why people like Manchester United, with a British spine, British players who want to get stuck in, rain, snow, sleet, pestilence, earthquakes, plague, they will be out there because they got pride in what they do. You don't get it at Arsenal. They don't understand the derby. They're not the derby games. They're not interested in cup matches. And you're never a club till you've won the Champions League. And United, look how many times United and Liverpool have done it with all British players at one point.
So I take it from that, Bradley, you don't think they'll win the league?
No, I don't think they will. I'll tell you what happened, right? Listen to this, Mick. Yeah. You as a big centre-forward, right?
Yeah.
You put yourself about. You've got to put yourself about. Sometimes, if you're on 130 grand a week, you've got to be willing to lose a couple of teeth now and again. You've got to get stuck in. You know, it looks beautiful football. How much was he won playing this beautiful football?
Nothing, because at the Emirates as well, there's that thing going around the middle between the tiers saying what they want and when, and it stops at 2005.
So, it's unbelievable.
Do you think that the majority of Arsenal fans feel the same as you, or are you a silent minority?
Do you know what? I reckon discreetly a lot of Arsenal fans are thinking, well, you know, if we sometimes had a shot, or if we sometimes got stuck in, you know, it's all very well playing beautiful football, but you want to win something. It's all about winning. It's not about Arsenal. I heard that interview with Arsene Wenger. God, blimey, all that pulling and shoving on Gomez. Watch a goalkeeper come out with his knee high. Mm. Watch a goalkeeper come out. Sometimes Quinny would have had his head taken off by a Grizovic or any of them, just coming out with his knee high. It's unbelievable. It's just nonsense, all that. You know, the last time we won anything decent was when Tony Adams and all them guys were in the side, a British spine. I tell you, mate, you need it. You definitely need it.
I don't believe I'm hearing this. Because I know you're a dyed-in-the-wool Arsenal fan, a proper yeah. gooner, and I've never heard criticism from an Arsenal fan of Arsene Wenger like this.
Well, it's not that. Arsene Wenger is a great tactician and he's a great professorial, but it'd be nice to buy some English players. Hopefully, he's going to bleed these guys through. Jack Wilshere now and Ramsey, bless him, when he gets better. You know, Gibbs, all those. And we'll have some British players. There should be a new rule brought in hard and fast, as quick as you can, to stop the influx of so many foreign players. Arsenal played Crystal Palace about five seasons ago. It's the first time ever Arsenal fielded an all foreign side. Not even the lads on the bench in the Stiffs were English, British. And the problem you've got there is that they are suffering. Teams like Wickham Wanderers will suffer, Torquay will suffer, because their young kids have got no chance of getting in there.
So when Arsene Wenger signs this contract, and reportedly it's £6 million a year for 3 years, are you disappointed that he signed a new contract and that he's staying?
No, I'm not disappointed, because I think he's great at what he does, and he's great at finding bargains, but I think he's got to start thinking, do you know what I mean? I need an Alan Shearer. I need someone who's going to get stuck in. I need someone in midfield who's really going to put it about. You need a Roy Keane. When United,
Bradley, are they not too expensive, them players? Is that why he doesn't go into the market to buy British players? I mean, James Milner, just under 30 million.
I know. He's that. You know, there was a rumour around he didn't fancy British players, but you know, that's. I just think it's madness, and I think that he. we've got to look around and we've got to help the clubs, the feeder clubs. We've got to try and, because it starts at grassroots, and it's so disappointing that you're going to buy these players. When I heard he'd signed a new centre back, I thought that's exactly what we need. Exactly what we need. You know, Vermaelen's a great player; he can play. And all of a sudden, we find out he's French again. So, you know, there are British players around, and they will go out and wear that badge with pride and really go for it. Some of the players look like they're turning out. Sometimes they just don't fancy it, and they're on 120 grand a week.
Amazing. What's all that?
How can a player? Hey, listen to this, Quinny. Yeah. You remember what the money you was getting, right? Yeah. Right.
2 and 11.
Yeah, 2 and 11. A lucky rabbit's got as a bubble gum. Right.
Yeah.
You look at this. How can a striker be on 120 grand a week and the left fullback be on 50 grand a week? It's a team game. Stick a striker out there on his own, and he can't do it. So something's going to give somewhere sooner or later. It really is.
Love your passion, Bradley.
Yeah,
are you
so
are we looking forward to Bradley Walsh in Panto this year or what?
Yeah, but only if I can have all foreign squad.
An all foreign cast.
an all foreign cast. It's just me leading up the front.
What are you up to at the moment, Brad?
Well, I've just come out of hospital. I've just had my missus is driving here. I've just had a arthroscopy, trim the old meniscus up and that. Get me up and running again.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate. I'm not too bad yet. Yeah, not too bad at all. But we've got a new series of Law and Order starting in a couple
fantastic.
Of weeks.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be really, really good. And then we're up and running. But I do apologise, lads. But I was listening to the interview, and I just had to say something. Enough's enough. Arsene knows, but he don't know enough.
Nice one, Bradley.
Cheers,
appreciate
Bradley.
It. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, boys. Good luck, guys. Good luck, Quinny.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, pal. Bradley Walsh, once a Corey, now of Law and Order.
So passionate, Gooner.
Proper.
What
Arsenal
do you think
well.
About that, our producer?
Right, it's a Anthony. Long time.
Anthony.
Long time since I've heard anybody criticise an Arsenal fan criticise Wenger.
So
like
much
that.
Passion as well.